KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. Love giving stuff away. And Lorraine, congratulations. I'll have your prize pack for you. Since I'm in Carson City right now, I'll actually have it back at the station for you before this afternoon, hopefully before you try to pick it up. So thanks again for calling, and thanks for all of the callers who called in and tried to win. You know what? I'll give something else away before the end of the show today, because you know what? It's Monday. I got to put a smile on your face somehow, because I keep talking about all these subjects that are, you know, just stuff we have to think about, stuff we have to go through. But that's what brings us all together. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Vance sent me a quick email as we were talking about the Miss Nevada pageant and Miss America and all that good stuff earlier in the show. The pageant stuck their noses into her personal property where it does not belong. She did not bring her politics into the pageant. The pageant organizers are out of line, in my not-so-humble opinion. Well, that's very nice. You have a very humble opinion, Vance. Thank you for the email. Very much appreciate that. So what do you want to talk about today? I want to talk about free speech. There's a new poll on our website. Does free speech, the First Amendment, apply to the internet? Good question. We live in a technical age now. We tweet, we Instagram, we Facebook, there's ones I haven't even heard of yet. There's only so many that I can do. Now we have Parler, more of a conservative outreach there. And then you also have your emails. I have 5 different emails that I have to work with. Where does free speech stop? It's still your thoughts. It's still you putting them out there. Should your free speech end at a device? So far, 60% of those voting say yes. That really surprises me. 40% say no, it doesn't apply to the internet. If you say something to a friend in private, are you going to stand by what you say? Are you going to stand by your convictions? If someone challenges you on what you say, do you stand by what you said? It makes me wonder about people who will speak privately, but once they're confronted by voters or constituents or other peers, then either they change their story or they backpedal. Or they try to explain themselves out of it. Something we see a lot in politics today. Not just national politics. We see it a lot in local politics too. I'm a conservative. I vote conservative. I vote Republican. And yet people get down in the legislature and they start making deals. I'm a little less enthusiastic about deals being made. Because anything that people go for to try to steal your rights or to try to diminish your rights, I have a problem with that. Your rights are not up for grabs to the highest bidder or to the highest, whatever they can get for it. And you shouldn't let them do that. Remember everything that people have done during this last legislative session. And with that, I want you to start thinking about the 2020 session. Because everything that was dropped or that, Republicans say they won because it was shelved, it wasn't voted on, saying that they're winning these things from Democrats? No. There were no winners, really, when it comes to Nevada citizens with this last legislative session. Yeah, there were a few positives. There were a few people working on protecting your rights, especially when it comes to statute of limitations and things like that. But for the big stuff, for what we want Nevada to be, do we want Nevada to be a sanctuary state? I can guarantee you. I mean, and if I'm wrong, I'll take it. I love it. It would be awesome if I was wrong. But in the next legislative session, you're going to see that sanctuary city pop up again, especially if Democrats continue to hold our legislature. If they continue to hold it, then we're in big trouble. Because people are saying, oh, yeah, I got Governor Sisolak to not even attempt to do that. And it's like, you know what? I don't think you did. I think he's playing a wait-and-see game and see what he can get in the next legislative session to bring it forward again, to let the Democrats bring it forward. It's going to be interesting. You need to start looking at this stuff now. And thank goodness people are paying attention to what was passed, like NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research Institute. We've got another lawsuit on our hands now. And unfortunately, guess who pays for those lawsuits? We do. But here it is. You know, hopefully you know, that the Senate Republicans are suing on the commerce tax not sunsetting. Didn't pass with a 2/3 votes, but Governor Sisolak signed it anyway because he was only one vote short. When do we let precedents be set by one vote? Don't we tell everybody that every vote matters? I like to think that, but our governor doesn't. Because he signed it into law anyway. Oh, it's for the children. It's for education. Can't find that money anyplace else. Already raided the rainy day fund, so we'll just keep this tax in place. We'll keep it from sunsetting. Come on. You know no tax ever put out their sunsets. They just keep figuring out other ways to spend it. But here's what you're looking for now. AB 458. You know, Nellis is still in place. The legislative website is still in place. leg.state.nv.us. So not only do we have the lawsuit now from the Senate Republicans because of that 2/3 debacle, but we also have AB 458. And what that does, it revises provisions relating to certain tax credits for the Nevada Educational Choice Scholarship Program. You know, to where a company could put money directly into the scholarship program and they wouldn't have to pay the commerce tax on it because they put that money directly into the program. Well, yeah, Democrats weren't crazy about that. Democrats in general aren't crazy about the Nevada Educational Choice Scholarship anyway. They don't like choice unless it's choice to, you know, have an abortion or something like that. Then they're all for it. But when it comes to your money, now you can't even put it into the scholarship program. It has to go directly into the fund that the commerce tax goes into. But now, wait a minute. If I am paying directly now into the commerce tax, the modified business tax, isn't that a tax increase? Because I'm now being taxed on it instead of getting a credit by donating it to this program? Is that another one of those 2/3 majority things that they needed to vote on that they just passed? Thank goodness for NPRI. NPRI.org if you want to find out more about this. I'm going to have John Sarpala on again. He's the president of the organization. And who saw this coming? Now, they say that the fiscal, you know, notes that they have on the Nellis system says, oh, effect on local government? None. No. Effect on the state? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Because now you're not going to be able to participate in this. No credit for you. Nope, just a tax. Just a tax. Just another tax, which shouldn't even be in place because the people voted that tax down years ago. But at the time, I'm embarrassed to call myself a Republican for this. The Republicans in Sandoval put it through. Just changed the name, tweaked it a little bit. Oh, we're going to make it sunset. So that'll keep people happy. No tax ever sunsets. We've lost businesses because of this tax. Whether they want to be truthful and tell you that or not, we have lost businesses, long-time businesses. And I know a couple of my friends who own businesses here in Carson City are having a really tough time. They can't even bring you the discounts and the sales that they want to because of this tax. They try to keep prices lower for the community, but because of this tax, they either increase their prices or they go out of business. So just more businesses falling victim to these taxes. And that's what we are. We're victims. I don't like to be a victim, but we are victims of these taxes that they insist on putting on us for every little single thing out there. 884-9910, if you'd like to call in, give your opinion today. This is your live and local FM talk station and talk show. It's the Monica J Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. I was just thanking Jim here from Fish for a beautiful plaque that was brought in. And would you like to come in and say hi just, real quick? And how did the evening turn out for the waiter event?
It was great. Over the last couple of years, had to do multiple events in the same night to try and pull it all off. And now the crowd's getting so big, we're going to actually have to do it multiple different nights to be able to accommodate. Instead of different seating.
Oh, so I love to hear that.
Constantly gets large, and we're out giving the award plaques to the people that were helping us and making a huge impact.
You've got to get better waiters than Ken Furlong. You know, I'm sorry, but Kenny just, he was sitting on his tush most of the night. So I was waiting on the mayor, and did I get a tip from that? No, but that's okay.
Right,
because it was still fun.
That's right. Well, you know, Ken was there doing security for us or something.
Make him look good.
That's why he's looking over your shoulder in this picture.
Friends in Service Helping. Talk about true community involvement and people really helping those who need help. Just log on to fish.org.
NV.org. NV
Fish. NVFish.com. Thank you, Jim, for correcting me. I appreciate that. I was so close yet so far. I'm just excited about my pictures on the plaque with Kenny. All right. Whatever you want to talk about today, we are here for you on this Monday. Yes, I know a lot of people dragging. It's Monday. But if that's how you look at it, you're not going to get past that. I know I probably shouldn't be sending you over to the legislative website or Nellis, but remember, all that information is still there. So you can go in and do the research that you're not hearing from the media or anything like that. And it's incredible what you weren't told about this legislative session. And if you don't look up the information, then nobody's going to tell you what's going on. Because even I can't go through absolutely everything. Again, leg.state.nv.us. If you actually go through and see what was passed, see what we are working with now, you will participate more in 2020. I can guarantee it. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Robert out in Fallon this morning. I shouldn't say out in Fallon, in Fallon. It's not like you're out in the boondocks. Hi, Robert. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, I just want to talk about Sysolak signed a bill, I guess, on this last go-around. When you go to register your vehicle this time, you're going to have to give them the mileage on your car every time you register.
See,
the only reason he would do that is because he wants to charge a mileage tax. And for us that live in rural Nevada, well, we have to drive 100 miles to town.
Yeah.
It's just going to put us out of business.
Yeah. Well, and, it's bad enough. He also signed that, you know, 5-cent diesel tax increase or diesel increase for the rurals.
Yeah, it exempted Washoe County and Clark County, but it gets the rest of it. By the way, that's unconstitutional. That's called taxation without representation.
Exactly.
If he wants to do it, he can do it, but he has to do it for everybody. He can't just do it for one. One side or the other. And so I don't see a problem getting rid of that. But the fact that he's going to charge you a road tax on top of the outrageous fees they already charge the rest of the vehicle. I got an old 98 Dodge. They charge me $100 extra every time I register. And that's what I use around the ranch to pull horses, trailers, and whatnot. Just because they say it's a luxury vehicle. It's a two-wheel drive Dodge. The only luxury about it, it burns a lot of fuel.
And you're not even going to have the opportunity to fudge the numbers, because what's going to happen is when you take your vehicle in to get smogged, they are automatically going to do that now. So it's not even in your hands. Once you take it in to get smogged, they're going to do it. So what happens if you don't take it in to get smogged? You don't get your registration.
Well, you know, on our farm trucks, we don't put plates on them. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've got three trucks that have plated because the county could use the money. I'm not going to plate them anymore. Just only run those farm trucks. I don't need to plate them.
Yeah. If you're not going out on the roads, don't do it.
Oh, no, I can travel up to 150 miles on the ranch and still not plate the truck.
Yeah.
Now, it is bonded under the ranch. I mean, it's insured, whatever the state requirements are, but there are no plates on them.
You know what, Robert? They're going to come after you in so many different ways during this group of legislative representatives that we have right now that I would do whatever you can do to save money. Because
I can tell you right now, I own three places out here. I'm going to sell. I'm leaving the state. I'm a Nevada resident, veteran, Vietnam vet. This is the only place I've ever lived. But it's got to the point now that the flatlanders have ever heard of. Well, they screwed California up so bad they can't live there. So they're coming here. And they're doing the same thing here they did over there. And they, you know, that's insane.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be a different outcome? It's not.
Well, but the people who live there who are coming over here to genuinely experience Nevada and live the Nevada way of life, I don't think that they're the ones who are messing it up. I think it's the ones who are being bought, you know, with the money that's coming in from California and the ideas and the persuasion they have, because now we're going to have that whole, you know, summit, gun summit with Sysolak and the lawmakers over in California to change our laws. Because our gun laws are affecting California, and we know that's not true. They just want California laws over here in Nevada, because that's what they're doing. They're creeping state by state. They've already got Washington. They've got Oregon. They've got most of Arizona, and now they want Nevada.
What they're going to end up with is a fight they can't win, and it's one I don't want to participate in.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. The last Civil War lasted 4 years and killed 1 million people. If it happens again, it probably won't last more than a year, but we'll probably lose 100 million people.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable that they're that stupid, because it will start a fight. And remember this, it's the conservatives that have guns, not the liberals.
I know you don't want to participate in that fight, but I really think I would wish that you would think twice about moving out of the state.
I'm selling out. I've got a standing offer on the places now, and then, you guess what? I'm going to take the money and run. I'm going back to Texas.
I'm sorry to hear that, Robert. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And what breaks my heart is so many people have that opinion as well. I've already had people on the air who have left the state. I've had email after email of people going back home to where they came from, North Carolina, South Carolina. We just had a school board, a Nevada State, you know, school board trustee leave, resign, and go to a place that he could afford to live. It's a tactic. You push good people out, and then you take over. This is a Democrat tactic that is happening right now in Nevada, and we've got to push back now. We can't wait until it gets so far in the hands that people pick up arms. We can't let that happen. We're a civilized society, and we just have to keep fighting with our words and start shutting these people down. Pull a liberal, I guess. Start screaming back. I'd rather see it done respectfully, but you know what? If that's all they're going to do to us, then we need to do it back to them. Just start fighting back. It is Fox News at the top and bottom of each hour here on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and the Monica Jay Show. We are no exception. We keep it going. So here's Fox News on KKFT. Oh, sorry. I was doing my little chair dance and getting into that. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Yeah, it might be a manic Monday, but we got to get you moving. We got to keep you in a good mood. So, speaking of that, be listening in about 10 minutes or so. Actually, you should just be listening all the time. About 10 minutes or so, we're going to give another prize package away to a great listener who calls in. So, don't do it now. Don't bother Kirsten or Chrissy now. Just wait, because I'll tell you what you're going to win, too. So, how many laws do you think we have on the books that are not enforced? Not only nationally, of course, we see what's happening with immigration. Got politicians, actual congressmen going down to the border and escorting pregnant women over the border to get medical help. I can't believe we don't. It's ridiculous. But it's the same thing right here in Northern Nevada. How many laws aren't enforced? Like the homeless issue, the camping issue. You know, there's a law against loitering. Even if I just go stand in front of a business who doesn't want me there and like hand out pamphlets or something, I'm breaking the law and will probably get, you know, shoved off. We are turning into California, and it's bit by bit. I remember years ago I complained about, San Francisco, that area was having a garbage strike, and my husband and I decided to go down there, and it was just, Fisherman's Wharf, it was incredible. Every single corner garbage can was overflowing by not just a bit, was overflowing by like three times. I mean, there were even bags of garbage. So it was an incredible amount. It stunk. Oh my God, the smell was just incredible. So I was saying this. Oh my God, did I get an email from a woman that just, I was the worst person in the world because that is the most beautiful city. They've got the most incredible monuments. She lives there part-time and she lives here in Reno part-time and blah, 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 blah. That was about 15 years ago. I will not even set foot in San Francisco right now. I wouldn't even think about it. My husband wanted to go over and we were going to, you know, see some of the sites and I'm like, no, I'm not. Shape, have at it, because I'm not going over there. You got poop patrol, you've got, you know, maps where not to step or what shoes to wear. You can be arrested for vaping, but you won't be arrested for shooting up, leaving your dirty needle on the ground for a child to pick up, and then evacuating yourself right there and living in your own filth. But if you throw, you know, a vape in your mouth, then, you know, forget it. This is what the liberals bring to us. And this is what we've allowed to happen because people won't speak up and people won't fight against the establishment of the Democrats because they're afraid of being called racist. They're afraid of being called bigots. not my problem. You know, that's California over there. No. We have to fight against all of this. We have to watch the names of the people who are willing to run against the Maxine Waters and the Nancy Pelosi's and the AOC's, and we have to help them win. Not just here in Nevada, but everywhere, because the life of our country is at stake. So much so that the Democrats are actually bullying the Supreme Court. Did you think that that would ever happen? Now, we know Democrats don't have any clue, but talk about ratcheting up the rhetoric. They're threatening the Supreme Court of the United States if they don't bow to the ideological pressure and help destroy the Constitution. And they are fighting mad right now about this because, as we just learned, Ruth Bader Ginsburg went through another round of chemo for cancer in her pancreas. They're getting scared. So Democrats are using bullying tactics to warn the Supreme Court about a case that it agreed to hear concerning the Second Amendment. But they're threatening the Supreme Court to drop that case from the docket. If they don't, they said they will try to restructure the court. How do you do that? Unless you cheat the system, unless you cheat the American people? This is why I have been Republican from the day that I was able to vote at the age of 18. Because my parents explained it to me the right way. You do not want the government in your business. You don't want them in your bedroom. You don't want them in your office. You don't want them in your life. The government is there to protect all American citizens. Protect our borders, protect our sovereignty. They're not doing a hell of a job of that right now. But they are supposed to be protecting us, not regulating every single part of our life, our work, our friends, our family. It's just incredible. These regulations have to go away. They have to be overturned. People have to get in there, unlike Mitt Romney, who can actually say something and get it done. I mean, I love Mark Amaday. I think he's a great congressman. He's wonderful. But is he doing enough? What is he doing to make all of this stop? Now, the senators, well, we have two Democrat senators. Isn't that wonderful? What do we do? What do we tell Mark what we want? We want those borders not closed to, you know, commercial traffic and, you know, so people can do business. But we want the illegals shut down. We want the drugs shut down. What are you personally doing? What are you bringing forward to make sure this stops? You are in the House. You have the biggest fight. Where is your voice coming out against this stuff? Don't be a wallflower. We can't be wallflowers right now. Everything in our Constitution is being threatened. I have been doing so much research on the Second Amendment, and I have been getting so many wonderful things from listeners in emails and YouTube videos showing, you know, legal documents from way back when. The laws, the red flag laws that we are putting in place that were actually done back in Nazi Germany. When you don't know history, you are bound to repeat it. And we are going to be on the verge here of repeating a very, very bad part of history. Roger called earlier. He's done. He's selling the ranch. He's moving to Texas. You know, Texas is on the verge, too. Texas almost elected Beto O'Rourke as their senator. They got millions of dollars from tens of millions of dollars from out-of-state money to make that happen. Nevada has to protect Nevada. And we have got to get more just right-minded people in these offices that can stop this stuff from happening, that is not afraid to stand up to these political bullies. We talk about bullies in schools and bullies against the kids. I see more bullies in Washington, D.C. than I see anywhere else. People have said Trump is a bully. I don't really see that. I see it as just a man who speaks his mind and is willing to stand up to the bullies. We would have had problems fixed in this country a long time ago if more people were willing to do that. If you're getting shouted down by the liberals, start shouting back. I see these little old ladies that are finding their voices, and it puts a smile on my face, and it makes me say, yeah. We all have to find our voice to say something. Don't back down. Stop deleting stuff from your Facebook, from your Twitter, from your social media pages. Stop not wearing that red hat. Stop not wearing your Trump 2020 shirt because you're afraid of what will happen if you go out in public. Stand up for what you believe in. Favorite country song of all. If you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. It's true. And unfortunately, the Dems and the liberals took that the other way, and they got to the younger generation before they were just, you know, able to grow up and see what society was really like. And they're falling for stuff big time. You don't believe me? Watch the movie that Dinesh D'Souza put together, America. Imagine the world without her. Watch it with the kids. Explain what's going on. And that brings up a good point now. Dan, should we give something away? Yeah? Yeah? He's shaking his head, yes. Let's do this. All right. How about a copy? If you don't have a copy of Dinesh D'Souza's America, The World Without Her, Imagine the World Without Her, I've got a copy of that, and I want you to be proud of our president. I have that trigger right here. I have a red Keep America Great Again. I have a MAGA hat for you. So a MAGA hat and a DVD of a wonderful movie that can really educate right now. Caller number 3 at 884-8000. And you've got that prize package. We've got more coming up right here. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. But you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. He'd say, you've got to stand for
a bit on the strain. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And that's it right there. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And that's what's happening to the younger generation. They're being wooed with free stuff and, you know, enticed with free college and free health care and free, free, free. You know, we're going to give you tax credits if you get an electric car and all of that good stuff. Big congratulations, speaking of free stuff, to Sandra. Sandra, congratulations. You got that movie and that MAGA hat. I hope you wear it proudly. And you do have to stand for things. And unfortunately, I'm going to end the show today with... I have to let out a sigh. This is heartbreaking. This is really not the way I wanted to end the show. But I've told you a lot about Paul White. I've worked with him on a number of different subjects. He's fighting for the Washoe County School District to be straightened up. He's fighting for the city council people to be straightened up. He's fighting for the community. Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org. And I've been talking about the contract negotiations that's going on with the city fire department right now, the RFD, and what's going on with their contract negotiations about how, I'm not saying that they are, but there could be a firefighter out there running into a burning building or running out to help fight a brush fire right now who could be on cocaine five times the legal limit. That should not even be a possibility. That should not even be a question. I'm not going to use his name, but I got an email just a few minutes ago. I'm not even going to use what titles he has because he might be targeted. Acknowledge about Reno Fire as well as other fire departments. I would like to shed some light on your topic. Reno Fire Union runs the fire department. If you look at all the issues that you mention, as well as the Truckee Meadows fire debacle, it's the union. It's the union that has created it. If you look more closely at their contract, you will see that the drug policy is the tip of the iceberg. That's scary. Additionally, if you look at the history of the past fire chiefs, there is a connection between their longevity as chief and challenges associated with the union. Keep up the good work. Just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to send this email to my friend Paul and have him start digging a little deeper because he kind of got sidetracked. He has the union contract, not really what the public sees. But I think that's also a big tip of the iceberg that the liability, the insurance liability company and its broker don't know about this heinous drug policy that's in there. And they need to know about that. But to hear somebody who knows firsthand about all of this to say that it is just the tip of the iceberg sends chills, just chills through my bones. Ice water in my veins now. That's just more work now that Paul and I have to do to uncover what's in this. And don't think this is the state thing. No, if you pull up Douglas, if you pull up Lyon, if you pull up Story, they don't have this in their contracts. But we will continue to do what we do, even though we've had a couple of conspiracy theorists say that, you know, a certain internet company is sabotaging us. Yeah, they think Charter is knocking us off the air. Usually when I'm on the air. Don't seem to have that problems at any other time during the day, but we'll keep fighting. We'll be keep bringing your voice to light. Your emails at monica@991fmtalk.com, always welcome, and of course, always your calls. You have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday. No, we'll hear each other at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.